Good evening, everybody.
The
fucking iTunes. Every damn show. Multitasking.
I'm like, who is that talking?
You got to click that. You got to click that little check mark off.
I know, but who remembers?
Not the way a show's supposed to start.
It's not.
But it's not my fault.
But it is the way ours does. You know,
we are. It's not my friggin' fault for. It's, you know what? It hasn't been my fault in quite some time.
No, you want to know something? People must think it's a religious show when it starts because it always starts with Jesus Christ.
Shitty start to a show. I am in no mood.
I can see that.
No, because you plan for a damn week to do a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have everything set up. You promote a show. You're going to have people listening. Going to give away something really cool.
Yeah.
Right. Everything's working. Then an hour before the goddamn show, the server which you pay for shits the bed. Again. Ooh. I'm tired of this shit.
I know. It's really annoying, especially since I was up at like God o'clock this morning.
Why am I
working on the game?
You are. Why am I paying money for something if they don't have a plan B?
I know.
Really? So
even abortion has a plan B.
Right. Now,
it's exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
So it's a server service that we have?
The server that hosts this website, davinsden.com, is down. It was up an hour ago. Oh, we're working on it. Monkeys are standing by scratching their ass.
They're working on it.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. So I'm trying to, I do all the show prep. I get everything. We're giving away a Surf Easy tonight.
Yeah.
Going to have a really fun show. Try to drive everybody to the website, increase traffic, increase ears, work on a lot of cool things. And then an hour before the show, it's down. It's bullshit. Thank God we have a plan B.
Yes.
I mean, we have a bunch of great affiliates.
Thank God.
Some of them are offline tonight, too. Get off that shitty server as well. But I mean, we have the davincomedy.com website, which has the chat room there.
Yeah.
And
hello, guys.
And the link there that works, because I haven't updated all our affiliates on that, because we really don't use that for the radio anymore, is Clutch and Wiggle.
Right.
So I know Clutch and Wiggle's always pretty
old,
reliable.
Dependable.
Clutch and Wiggle's always reliable.
That's where I direct people to go sometimes when we do it. You know.
They're good in a clutch.
That's right.
We're not in the mood for bad puns tonight.
Over the clutch and he wiggle us out of trouble. Clutch and wiggle.
And Joe does not heed the warning and proceeds. Really, when you see danger ahead, you go, well, that looks like a job for me. Let me rush through that blindly.
The Davin is not pleased.
No, I'm not pleased.
No, I know. I'm trying to warn Joe.
The show starts late, and it's not my doing. It's when I screw shit up, I know where to look.
At us.
No, I said when I screw shit up. Yeah, but even at you, I can help fix your issues usually. The issues
can't
that you're...
fix mine. Sorry.
I could. You don't want me to. I tried 3 years ago. You didn't listen.
There is a couch here.
Yes.
No, but I mean, it's not the first time this shit happens. It's the first time with this company.
There's nothing more frustrating than when you have things set up and you're planning it out. You're making sure everything is working. You're making sure everything goes smoothly, and then something beyond your control just screws it. Where you could have just sat and watched TV and not given a crap. You know, that's what drives me nuts. I mean, it just infuriates me.
This is a lousy intro to a show. You know, we don't want to come off. We don't want to start hostile. We like to warm to hostility.
Yes, we like to work our way up.
Exactly.
Well, we wean the people on. Get on. After about an hour, but we kind of started cutting hot and heavy tonight.
It's on me, but I'm really just tempted to throw this shit out the door. I don't need this.
Well, there is a bird outside waiting for something to do.
Yeah, I mean, Joe was yelling at the bird beforehand, and I'm typing away, and I just really didn't want to hear Joe's voice.
Chirpity?
You know,
Chirpity?
You and Joe are having a stupid Chirpity? Conversation. I could give a shit less about your lives at this moment. How, ooh, the bird. Kill the fucking bird. Until Joe stops talking, and then I hear the bird. Now I'm annoyed at the bird.
Joe's out there, like, docile and waiting.
Yes, I was very happy when he stopped talking.
The thing was, is like the bird is bugging the shit out of me, and I don't care about the bird. Okay, and then when you finally figured out, okay, we got to go live now, and then it dawned on you,
Stupid's
right. This bird's got to be shot or fricasseed or something like that.
Stupid bird, stupid country bumpkin area where I live. Damn it! Well, I want to hear a homeless man crying in pain. That's what I want to hear outside. Because then you pour hot water on him, and the night's over.
Yeah,
you can't do that to a bird. They have wings.
That's no more right. Annoying sounds.
Well, maybe Vista Viano's listening to this, and she'll deprive me of my empire from recording what I said about homeless people.
Oh dear.
I guess we should intro this show. I'm in no mood now.
I could see that.
I know.
I want a do-over.
So this was the pre-show.
This was a pre-something. You're attempting to listen to Davin's Den.
We thank you for
your
efforts.
You're suffering through Davin's Den.
Some of you might be able to. Probably not the numbers we're accustomed to, but those that are hanging out, I appreciate it.
We really do, because you try to find us tonight because the server's down. You finally get to us. Now you have to hear us bitch because we're sore as hell.
Not taking it
anymore. We'll try to friendly up.
Let's see. Maybe somebody give me some fucking good news here. No, nobody's giving me any good news. No. Nobody's giving me any news whatsoever. Let's see. I got to shut down my stupid Facebook thing because that's going to be blinging. Oh, I did. No, I didn't.
Look what he yells at himself.
I know. No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
See, this is what he yells at us. He goes, well, I treat myself the same way. I guess you do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. I mean, he's all like,
stop dinging me. I don't give a shit. Thank you. Somebody.
Could you turn that off? That's what he tells me.
I know.
Whoever's listening, your computer does not refuse to lose. Is not refusing to load the site. It's not your computer. It's because I'm now getting tweets and shit.
Yeah.
It's not your computer. It's our goddamn server.
That's right. Please note in this show that it was the goddamn server.
I can't even yell at anybody who works for us because it's really not their fault.
Although you did attempt.
I didn't yell at him. I'm annoyed.
You should hire a scapegoat and have the scapegoat sit back.
I did. You guys. This happens not to be your fuck. You want me to get on you about the tardiness of the Hackensack email? I could. I don't want to. Just lay low, stupid.
I gotta sit there and I gotta take that like a man. Yeah, that was my fault.
You did something good, which I did not expect you to do within a short amount of time, so I was gonna let that slide. But don't test me tonight, Joe. I'm in no mood.
You bark at me and I'll just have to sit there and hold my head down. Yeah.
I'm gonna poke him under the table during the evening.
Don't do that.
Poke the bear.
I'll fucking bite you. I don't want to.
I'm scared. I don't take his shit.
I'm actually.
Except for now.
I've actually bitten someone.
You've bitten someone?
Yes.
Yeah, but that lovemaking doesn't count.
No. Not hot and heavy. When I was.
Light and dainty nibbles?
When I was a janitor.
What?
Back when I was a janitor.
You will not clog this toilet, chump.
You really? Pick up those papers. I'm not a maid. I'm a janitor.
Who keeps on missing the toilet?
That'll learn you.
I'm speechless. You're not. First of all, you're a janitor.
I was mad that you were a janitor. Never mind that shit's not working. You're a janitor.
How dare you?
First of all, no, it's very irresponsible. You're a filthy mess when you're a janitor. They're not known for their hygiene and being clean. So now the human mouth already has like all these diseases and bacteria. So now you're taking your janitorial disease, and we know you like to dumpster dive. That's why you got the stupid horde and the goddamn cats. And now you're going to have the audacity to bite somebody? Who do you think you are? I certainly hope they tried anal before you bit them, because that is the only reason that will permit that type of attack by you. Were they raping you?
No.
Then who are you to bite? Take your janitorial, you take your little keys and your mop bucket, and you get to scrubbing.
Now, why'd you bite them? You're a fucking lunatic tonight. Holy cow.
I know. Strap in, Joe. Oh, this boy. Is going to be a bumpy ride.
Hey, cloudy outside. If you guys don't want to do this show anymore.
Yeah.
I had a list of people who I was going to yell at. You guys were not on it, and neither was the server. I had things that had already upset me.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's going to have a W stink.
Wow.
This whole thing stinks.
Wow.
All right, so why'd you bite the guy? Girl.
It was a guy.
Animal.
It was a guy. And I was cleaning out underneath the desk. And I'm brushing
just
away.
Just finishing up, were you?
Sounds like the beginning of a movie.
There was a desk in this office. It was a long desk.
He snorted.
And he didn't have to be sitting there at that moment. And he chose to. And I started working at one end. And then I'm down to the area where he's sitting. I'm like, you have to move. And he's like, no, work around me. And I'm like, dude, you gotta move. And he's like, no. Now he's being a smartass.
He's being an asshole.
Yeah. So I'm under the desk. He's sitting there. I turned around and I saw a knee and I bit it.
How old were you, 6?
No, I was probably 30.
How do you think that's appropriate behavior?
It's totally not.
Did you get fired?
No.
You should have been fired.
I know, I should have been.
Did you bite hard?
I did.
What is wrong with you?
He screamed. He was wearing long pants. I didn't break skin.
You're a janitor. You're lucky you're not unemployed.
I know.
Who the hell do you think you are? They give you keys and your own little closet. Be happy with that. You work around. Throw a little wood sawdust in the area. Your job's done.
A little wood sawdust.
Now, don't don't get me wrong. I mean, I would have found another way to fuck him, but I wouldn't bite him.
Yeah, but you'd be discreet.
Yes.
You're pissing the coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
I really have to say, I did not think that one out.
Really? Really? You wanna, is that the platform you're going to take?
Yes.
Perhaps you erred in your judgment?
Yes. I have a slightly impulsive side that every once a decade comes out, and that was my time.
Thank God she's not running the tech.
We'd all be bitten. Rabid dog running around.
So when,
listen, Cujo, keep your teeth to yourself.
Yeah. When people say, I don't bite, I do. I fucking do. Get out of my fucking way.
Now I'm a little scared.
Sick him! Sick him! Sick him!
Good girl! Good girl! Anyway.
You never see me lose my temper.
Excuse me?
Who just said that?
Bite him.
I'm not angry at him.
You guys have seldom seen me lose my temper at you guys.
No. Yeah, no, not really.
I don't think I've ever lost it at you. I lost it to Joe once when I was just fed up with his nonsense. Mm. But...
I don't really think so. You've been snappish at times, but you haven't really, like, lost it.
No, I only lose it to technology.
But yeah. I've never lost it at you either. Either of you.
Well, there's no cause.
I know.
I'm delightful.
And to this point, I have kept my teeth in my own mouth. Thank you.
And sometimes when he'll snap at me, I'll snap right, but really?
Yeah.
But when he's sitting behind a computer right before the show, I'm shutting my
mouth. I know.
Well, it should be. I wish our server had the same type of respect.
To carry the computer with you.
Not saying I won't.
Why isn't the merch table set up? Oh, there's a laptop. Oh, I'll do it right now, sir.
Okay, we've established something here. All right. Well, fortunately, the phones are still working, I believe.
Yeah.
You want to call in. Number's 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room. Tonight what you're going to do is you're going to go to davincomedy.com. You're going to go to media. You're going to go to the Davin's Den page. You're going to click chat and go. It's the same chat room. Pip will be there.
I'm here.
And, yeah, you listen on Clutch and Wiggle. I think Indy has a player up on their Facebook page, but I don't know if you guys know the Indy Authority's Facebook page. So I got the link to Clutch and Wiggle up on davincomedy.com. That is the way we're going to do it.
Some of our intrepid listeners have already made their way to the chat.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll see how tonight plays out. Thank you guys for figuring this out. I am none too pleased.
And that's still working on the server, right? So maybe during the course of the show, the server might come back up.
I guess, but by then the damage is done.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Promote shit for a week and then...
And then people can't get
at
it.
I'm just tired of everybody else's fuck-ups in my dream.
Because
it's like I do everything. I've done, not to toot my own horn, I've done more than was supposed to be done with this stupid show, with the shit that we've accomplished and the amount of work that we all do.
Yeah.
This was not what I got into. I was supposed to pay TBQ for the privilege to bore their audience for an hour a week. And then I was working with some radio fucking star that was supposed to whisk our dreams away. Well, he took the dreams and he left us with this.
Oopsie.
Yeah, you know, it's a shit show. Anyway.
Well, God almighty. Look, I'm speaking for that. It's not a shit show. It's a very good show. He's just a little testy tonight because the server won't work. It's not a shit show. Davin's Den is a very good show.
Yes. Yeah, with complete ineptitude surrounding us.
Well, there you go.
Even the fucking scammers go, listen, we can help you. Let us in. What's your password? Yeah. Come on, we'll call it even.
Where's that guy? What was his name? Kevin? Ken? The super
Kevin,
hacker?
Kevin.
Maybe he can help us out. Yeah.
How come?
Couldn't hoit.
Can you redirect us to another server?
Yeah.
How come Al Qaeda from a cave can get messages out and we can't?
Thank you.
They got better people working for them and more reliable technology.
That's true.
All right. So on tonight's show, what are we going to do tonight? We're going to look at some extreme cases of spite.
Yes.
Like spiting somebody.
Good time for that, huh?
All right. Originally, we were going to play our game tonight to give away Surf Easy.
Yeah.
We were going to play God or Lover.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what the chat room looks like. If it starts filling in,
yeah,
we'll play it. Okay. If it doesn't fill in, push it back 2 weeks because you're not here next week.
Right.
So we'll push it back to 2 weeks. So we'll see how that plays out. If we do that, that'll be the second segment of the show anyway. So maybe Davin's Den will be up by then. Maybe the chat room will fill in. We get more of our loyal listeners that we love so much. And, yeah, and then later on, of course, we'll have to check in with my girl Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting week last week. We'll get more into that where, really, the chat room, the most cynical group of people in the world,
yeah,
start to feel that perhaps she was in love with me.
Yeah, and now you're the douche.
Well, and Joe actually starts to backpedal from where he was a couple of weeks ago when she was arguing with me about blowjobs and multiple orgasms, where she felt that this was real, and now that she put up a good argument why we should stay together, Joe's like, I'm not buying it. So we'll get into that. Well, you know, if she's not arguing about blowjobs or orgasms, she ain't real in Joe's mind. that's what I've learned. She has to pick which fight she's going to pick, and then she goes, oh, okay, I see, it could happen.
Well, no, I pick the variables, and I pick up little phrases that are said from her, and I try, you know, and I try to decipher what she really means by that.
How's that working out for you?
It's not working out. It's not working out bad. It's not working out bad. We'll get to it when when we're there, and I'll point it out.
Should I continue with my disgust of things that I'm disgusted with?
Yes.
Well, why not? We're on a roll. Yeah.
All right. I need a little theme music for this one because I went someplace last night.
I bet it's the Macarena. No, I bet.
Anybody know what that theme song is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice play at the end of the game.
I went to a Yankee game last night.
Oh.
A couple things annoy me besides the loss.
Okay.
A couple things, because it wouldn't be me if it didn't annoy me.
Right.
All right. I get it's a Yankees-Mets Subway Series.
Yeah.
I get the Mets want to support the team. God knows they don't do it at Citi Field. But I guess they want a big night out in the Bronx. I get this. So they get their own section. Do you all have to wear the same orange-colored T-shirt like you just got off the bus? Seriously? You're New Yorkers! We're supposed to be better than that. You look to the outfield, a bunch of stupid Mets fans all wearing the great pumpkin Charlie Brown orange T-shirt, waving their stupid thunder sticks like they're in Anaheim. Really? Really? You don't even see that shit at a Met game. You're going to come to Yankee Stadium and do that? Like, ooh, it's camp day out. Either that
essentially, that's what it is.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They all got a day pass. Come on. And got off the little bus. Please.
But yeah, first of all, I don't even know how they get a whole section. But they did.
Wow.
Support your team. Fine.
Fine.
It's cool. You want to support the Mets and put the money in the Yankees' pocket because you don't want to do it in the Wilpons and actually go and see your team play where they play. And they have a lovely stadium. I actually like Citi Field better than the Yankee Stadium.
It's nice.
Citi Field's beautiful.
I heard it's really nice.
See it from the outside. But anyway.
Yeah. And I'm a Mets fan.
Exactly. But you're going to come in your bright orange T-shirts and be a... Really? It's a little much. Come, but you don't all have to be like you're all married to each other and you're that couple. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Why not just wear matching orange cardigans and nude yourself?
I would never, ever wear matching stuff.
Well, then you couldn't sit in that section, Joe. Yeah. You couldn't sit in the special section.
Yeah, that's just not friggin' happening.
Yeah.
There was somebody else who annoyed me just for her appearance, but I would come off really worse than usual if I picked on her. So I'm going to give her a pass.
No, I have to hear this now.
She really does not deserve my wrath. Admittingly, this is me. She does not deserve my wrath because there's not much she could do. Well, there is something she could do.
Wait. You're dangling this carrot and you're going to
start that.
It's silly.
You're 2 minutes into it.
Do it.
I'm not that far in.
Come on.
All right, so there's this fat chick.
Okay.
And she's wearing a stupid Mets T-shirt.
Right.
That's a problem.
Why?
Because she's wearing a Mets T-shirt.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
She's standing there lost. So she's fat, she's lost, she's got the wrong team on, and she has bright pink hair. This fucking annoys me. There's no need! Blend! Do your best to blend! You don't need to look like a damn highlighter!
But here's the thing.
You're not 18! You're not rebelling!
But she doesn't have friends because she was
she has pink hair!
We didn't see you. Everybody saw her! She looked like a fat match.
I told you. A fatch. I told you, there was no reason to attack her. She just caught my eye.
No, there was reasons.
Okay.
There was reasons.
Okay.
You can't parade around like that and be loyal.
Really, the only thing she did wrong was have bright pink hair and look stupid. And just happen to catch my attention.
I like to say, have bright pink hair. Now, that's one thing, and look stupid. Stupid.
Because you know what? When you're a kid, like my girl is, I get it. When you're a teen, I get it. When you're by yourself, unless you're looking for mommy and daddy or the bus with the other retarded Met fans, there's no reason to have the pink hair.
Oh, not God.
The only people that annoy me, though, on this night.
Uh-oh.
And it was a good game, but I was not happy with the Yankees.
Yeah, clearly.
Not the only people. So I see, and this is going to come off terrible.
What?
But after all the pleasant things you've said in the past 20 minutes,
I haven't been angry in a while. We were too.
I couldn't spit it out fast enough, Joe. I'm right with you.
This is not meant to be a racial thing, but for those that want to end my political career, it will be.
I think that ship has sailed.
So I see
you continue.
I see this dude that looks like he's part of the evolutionary chain.
Oh, Jesus. I can only imagine.
He's got the slope forehead, the square jaw, the huge guns, the really tight hair. This guy with the veins popping out, all roided up, looking like he's going to climb the Empire State Building.
Have you seen people from the Bronx before?
He's not what I'm really annoyed about, though.
Oh, okay.
But very intimidating. I can't imagine him having a clear thought in his head other than where's my pills. But the one that really gets, he's with his girl.
Mm-hmm.
Stripperish, but not really.
I like that as an adjective.
Stripperish.
Well, like she walks by and she's got a stupid purple thong. Pull up your pants.
I'm feeling rather stripperish.
Really? And
today.
She's got like, I think she's in good shape. She's got arms and everything.
Yeah.
Well, most people have arms. Unless they're in the orange section at the Yankee Stadium with the other Met fans.
She's got two of them, not a star.
It's the beautiful couple. We're the beautiful couple.
Well, like here's another girl that works out and everything. You get this. She really into physique. She's wearing like some type of backless thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I'm annoyed.
Oh.
Right here. She's got the back knee. Because she's doing steroids. You're doing steroids. Wear a t-shirt, you whore. Why do we got to see? Listen, it's okay. You want to die. You don't have balls that are going to shrivel up. Not like your man over there. But back knee. And this isn't like, you know, we got bad skin. We've all had bad skin and everything.
Yeah, sure.
That's cool. No, you're doing steroids and you got the back knee and you're going to flaunt it? Are you kidding me? That's like you have rotted teeth and you always have a shit-eating grin on your face. You don't show it off. You smile with your mouth closed. It's the same, a little awareness of who you are. I don't go gallivanting around without a t-shirt because I realize some folks might not want to see that. I'm considerate.
Most folks.
Yes, Joe.
You're reminding me of the, you might not want to be wearing open-toed shoes. Pecos.
How dare you? How dare you? Dare you
Why?
Compare me to Joe Pecola?
No, no, no.
He went to jail for statutory rape.
Did he really?
Yes.
Holy crap. I had no idea.
Well, now you did.
Oh, my God. No, I wasn't comparing you to him.
You just did.
I was saying that bit reminds me of...
It wasn't a bit.
His bit was how
annoying
he was.
What was it wearing open-toe shoes where?
You might not want to wear open-toe... I see open-toe shoe seasons upon us. You might not want to wear your open-toe shoes if one toe stacks on top of the other. You know, that type of shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It would start with that, and then this thing, you might
You know, his take on Jeff Foxworthy is you might be a redneck.
Yeah.
Right.
He's so creative.
Oh, I remember there was one time I was working at a place he had, and there was some girl there with a skirt with a, like, she was sitting with her legs kind of open, and he told her to put away the hoof.
Because he's classy. So the final thing, besides the Yankee loss, that annoyed me.
That was a great play.
Oh, you saw the game?
I saw the end of the game.
Yeah, I've had enough of Brian McCann, too. 5 years of this asshole, really? The whole team is hurt, and stupid suck. He sucks! Oh, what a big free agent signing was he? Was he really? Is he really a great free agent signing? The guy's hitting 213. I can hit 125.
Give me half of what he
does. Yeah, exactly. The whole team's hurt. Brian McCann's one of the few healthy guys, and he just plays like he's hurt.
Ow, that is such a mean thing to say.
He knows he sucks.
You play like you're hurt.
Yeah, no, he admitted after the game that he sucks in not so many words. He's like, no, you're paid on results, and right now I'm not getting the job done. Really stupid?
No, he admits it.
I mean, the bullpen's depleted. Stupid Carlos Beltran hyperextends his elbow, taking batting practice in between the game. Really? Really, China doll? Really?
Yeah, I know.
Precious, watch your lips. Anyway. That is something like our high school coach would say to us, like when he hit his hard ground balls, like in practice, watch your lips.
What does that mean?
It means not the lips on your mouth.
Oh.
damn.
Yes. It was nurturing when we were playing high school ball.
Yeah, coach would always have some good ones. Yeah.
Why does every coach tell their players that they're girls?
Come on, Sally.
Come on, ladies. Oh,
yeah. Yep, yep. I guess it's an insult. I don't
know. I don't know.
So the final thing that annoys... You know what? I'm just going to go on shit that annoys me. Is this all right? You guys
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
We're strapped in.
Have I emptied out the chat room? Or?
No, not completely.
I have some left.
No, one left, but I don't think.
Weakling.
Yeah,
we didn't want you anyway. Out,
sucker!
Holy smoke!
How dare you leave? You're just here for our prizes.
Yeah,
it was none of our favorites.
None of our favorites. All right, and at the end of the game, you leave the stadium dejected.
Yes,
because the Mets play a great game and beat the Yankees. And so you shuffle off into this elevator. Yeah, you've been to Yankee Stadium. Huge elevator.
I know the elevator. No one realizes they're supposed to face the other direction.
But no, you walk in. And
you walk in.
You don't turn around.
You don't turn around. You face out. You face the wall in the back.
So we smush in. We're really smushed in. Again, here's another thing. I'm going to sound heartless, but I don't give a shit. So, of course, I have a huge fat guy pressing up against me and my dad. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're fat. We get it. You like to eat. So do I. I understand. Walking around the block, you'll drive. I get it. Here's the thing. To my people, men, women, if you're a little large, if you have more than two rolls when you sit, we'll say. If you have more than that, you're going to create a stink.
Oh.
You need to hose yourself down more than your 85-pound girl. Yeah, because sweat's going to build.
Right.
There's friction
in the folds.
In between the folds, there's children, there's Cheetos.
That's where that dog went.
Yeah, you know where the remote control is? In between, not in between your ribs, in between the folds, in between the ribs.
I never liked that dog.
Yeah, exactly. You stink.
Why is my belly button wagging its tail?
And quite the visual.
Yes.
So now you're all pressed in there.
Yeah.
You got it. Again, this is about self-awareness.
Yes. Yes.
You got to know that you need to bathe more. I know every place is a hard-to-reach place. I get that. It is. They don't wipe their ass as much.
Oh, God.
This is true. It's not just me. You've seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
I've stood next to
it. I understand that you were born as a normal-sized human being, but now, because your own eating and depression, you've made yourself into Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. I get it. You need to have a workaround. Get a scrubber. Get a cat. Get an Asian hooker. I don't give a shit.
Find a way.
We have a workaround for when our server shits the bed.
Yes.
You need to have a workaround for your girth.
When you shit the bed.
Yes. 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 I don't think. And the weather's warm. You need to know.
You'll perspire. In
you
the
need
warm.
To bring your deodorant with you.
Everybody has the day when their deodorant fails.
Yeah,
them.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
sure.
There are some people that happens every day. And it's like, do you not have a way to conquer this? Have you not heard of cornstarch?
Sometimes sometimes the handsome man in the Old Spice commercial goes, I can't.
I
know I'm in tremendous shape, but you're asking a lot of me. Look at what I have to try to make smell good. I won't.
Do. Nope.
Nope.
All right, so this is the situation. So we're pressed in like we're like animals in there. I got the juicy one, stinking. My dad's holding his nose. This is a perfect time to let out a fart, by the way, because they're going to think it's him.
Freshen the elevator up.
Sure.
So there's an improvement.
So the elevator's not moving. Why isn't the elevator moving? It's a damn good question.
Because it's scared.
It's overloaded.
It's either overloaded or somebody is like in the thing, you know, in the doorway.
In the doorway too much? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, at Yankee Stadium, there are people who
ride
up and down the elevator. Nothing's happening.
That's their job, is to do whatever it takes to keep that box moving.
Right.
Look what I just said.
See, Pip, you would have agreed with me.
I do.
Because once again, Joe, like when we were trying to go to Nevada, I had to do somebody else's job and tell them how to do it properly.
What did you say?
I'm like, let's go, elevator jockey!
No!
Yes!
You said this when you're stuck in the box with him?
He's several layers of people behind.
Is he behind Juicy?
No, there's layers behind Juicy. I'm like, let's go! I'm like, either get the last two people that came in off,
yeah,
figure this out. This is your job. This is why you're here. We don't need somebody to press the buttons. When my daughter was 3 or 4, excellent at pressing buttons. Actually,
all of them.
Looked forward. She did your job more effectively than you did, elevator jockey.
Mm.
Was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong.
I mean, not at all.
You expect a certain level of service no matter what it's being done. See, these are things that piss me off, that you have non-essential jobs. And the people that do these non-essential jobs have an attitude. I had to buy gas for my lawnmower on Sunday, and I go to the gas station, and the guy, it's the cheaper gas in town, the guy comes out, doesn't say, he grunts. Yeah, give me $10 a regular, will you? And he's on the phone talking to, you know, whoever he's talking in a different language.
Yeah.
Walks away, doesn't even say thank you. And I felt like rambling. I'm like, you have a non. You're not needed. You are not needed. Yeah. If I had a job where I'm not needed, I'm just setting myself.
Well,
happy birthday.
You know, Joe, I have been having conversations with people trying to keep make sure everybody seems like they're needed.
Especially of last April, I've been very nice lately.
No, but I make the argument that everybody here is needed. So yeah, when you say if you're in a job where you're not needed, there are people that think along those lines.
But thanks for undermining his work.
There are jobs that are not needed. So gas station attendants, the people that work the tolls. They have an attitude. They don't say thank you.
Toll people. You need toll people. Because you don't always have the right amount of money. You need to tell people.
But it's getting to the point where that job, they're starting to phase back, or they will be phasing back the amount of people that do it because of Easy Pass.
Yeah, but there'll always be some of them.
Yeah, but if I knew that I had a job like that where I could be phased out by a 4-inch piece of plastic, I would
We phased you out with a cat.
I know.
Maui was excellent in third mic.
Sweet as pie. I got the point. But see, but the thing is these. I would be happy. I'd be nice. Thank you. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. And it just pisses me off when you see, like, this elevator operator. You're not needed. If you're going to do the job, do it right. Make sure the people get their ass. Make sure Fatso squeezes again. Stupid. Close the fucking doors and get downstairs.
Yeah, I don't know. He's standing there. And here's another thing. He's very short in stature.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see him. This is an elevator full of white people. He's black. We're all a little scared.
I'm scared?
A lot of the white people are. If the black man orders you off, you're going to get off. Yeah. He's got the nice blue shirt.
He's got the command.
He does. Yes, he has the command.
I've got the command.
Yes, this is his Starship Enterprise.
Yes.
And he can't do it.
His continuing mission to transport people up and down in Yankee Stadium.
You know, and I was thinking, I'm like, well, here Joe's going to go again, saying, I have to take over. But I did have to take over. I couldn't get to the guy and tell him what to do because I had the wall of China behind me. But, you know, I mean, am I wrong to call him an elevator jockey?
No.
You're not wrong. The thing about you don't see it from me that much because we're both kind of type A personalities. We're both kind of a take charge thing. I'm not such a take charge person around here because you've got a great handle on stuff.
Well, I think.
Yeah.
Okay? But a lot of
And you know if you do, she'll bite you.
Yeah.
Now you know.
But there's a lot of situations where I have to be, you know, pushy and stuff like that. Sometimes with the band, I have to be pushy and stuff, you know, to get things done, and I have to cut people to the chase and blah, 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 blah. Because things are not getting done right. You know?
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, and it's just, I just want to make sure things get done right. I'm very type A in that way. You know, sometimes enough is enough. You see something at the supermarket, I'm the guy that speaks up, you know, and it's like, you know, yep. It's just ridiculous.
I'm totally not type A, but if I see something, I'm not, you know, I can't help it, but the Kitty Genovese story drives me insane.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one where the girl was getting raped?
And all these people heard it, and she was getting raped.
Was it
in
the Yankee Stadium elevator? Because nobody would have done shit.
Yeah, I know. They wouldn't have. It wouldn't have even moved. The guy wouldn't have gotten even to first base.
She would have gotten lost in one of that guy's folds.
It would have saved her.
The fold might have raped her.
But the thing. Great. Even fat folds.
No, but yeah, I know what the story is.
Yeah, and so nobody did anything. And I'm like,
this girl screaming in a courtyard.
Yes, and
for
everybody's
help.
Hearing
yeah,
it.
The lights go. Okay.
Somebody else will do it. Yeah. Or, oh, you know, maybe they're just kids. No. I'm the one on the phone. I'm the one, you know, telling somebody off. No, you're not allowed to treat the poor girl working behind a counter like that. And, you know, I can't take it. You know, it's like, the people that jump on people on airplanes now because they whip out a box cutter, I'm going to be like a flying feral monkey on this person's ass. Somebody does that while I'm on a plane. No.
And even on a plane now, when you fly, you make sure you don't make any suspicious moves.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you go up to the bedroom, just going to take a piss. I'm going to take a piss.
Don't even say anything that rhymes with bomb.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. And the final thing that pissed me off, I've had it with the kids' coaches. I've had it with the kids' coaches in Little League.
Oh.
You know, as happy as I am, with the teaching and the professionalism that my kid gets at Success Martial Arts.
Yes.
With Sensei Fredico. You know,
he's awesome.
Yeah, been through the moon with him. Not just because he's sponsored, because he's good.
Yeah.
He runs shit right.
Yeah.
All right, my kid's team sucks. That's fine, though. There's four teams. They're the third probably best. The one team that they could beat keeps on getting rained out.
Look, these are girls.
That's because of bad weather.
These are girls who are very involved in how sparkly their helmets are.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's the 7 to 9 year old girls. It's instructional league, which is fine.
Yeah.
As long as the girls are getting instruction.
Right. That's the point.
Here's the thing. As you guys know, my kid signed up late to play. She signed up like after that. They still need people. So yeah. I volunteered to be a coach late.
Yes.
So I wanted to be. They were already full with coaches. Fine.
Yeah.
I did. I went through all the. I went to the meetings I had to go to and everything. I did everything I had to do. They were full.
Okay.
So be it. You know, I wanted to be there, help my daughter, help the team, because I know I can coach.
Yeah.
Help. They're full. Fine. So they got three coaches and a head coach. Mm-hmm. Head coach is good. She's just not there very often
because
she's got kids on another team that she coaches. Pick one fucking team to coach. You can't coach two teams.
You know, you're in the middle of a rant. You're absolutely right on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick
one. Because you're not doing it effectively.
Yeah. Pick one team.
Right.
And that's the team that you're coaching. Mm-hmm. Just because you have kids on both teams, you can't coach both teams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she's the head. So,
right.
So then there's like three other coaches. One of which is always there, but he's not very good. Another one who is pretty good, but he's there. Like, he actually gives instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Another one seldom shows up. So what happens is we always have, like, two coaches when other teams, like, have three or four coaches.
Yeah.
So what the coaches can do is when your team's in the field, they can be in the field with your girls.
Oh, okay.
Telling the girls what to do. Ground ball to you. You throw in here. You're doing this.
Pointers.
You're doing that. It's instructional.
Yes.
That's what should be happening.
Yes.
Our girls don't get that.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Instead... So, like, there's a ground ball to the pitcher, and there's a play at home plate.
Right.
So what do they tell the girl to do? First of all, she should be told ahead of time what to do in the situation.
Yeah.
Situational ball. You have to teach situational ball.
Yeah.
They tell her.
That's what you do in practice.
Yeah. They tell her to run towards home. No.
No.
No. Because, yes, chances are they will not execute the throw, the catch, the stepping on home plate properly. Chances are they're going to fuck that up.
Yeah.
They might get it right.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be stumbling over each other and rolling in the dirt.
But
crying.
But you're teaching the fundamentals.
Yes.
And understanding of what to do for when their ability does catch up to their skill, to their knowledge, and they can execute.
Yes.
Instead of laying down the foundation of run to the base yourself. That's not how you play the game.
No.
And it just drives me fucking mad.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're saying that they're shorthanded with the coaches out there, where they usually coaches, there's three coaches out there, sometimes they have two. And I'm assuming you're seeing this. Have you made a suggestion? Look, you look like a shorthanded. Could I?
Yeah, you have to have a badge. They won't let you. I would have a badge because I qualified for everything. I just wasn't there on picture day to get the stupid badge.
Oh, for the love of God.
So they can't. You
have to have a badge in order to be on the field.
So can you go to the league and ask to get a badge
because
the kids are not being properly instructed because they're shorthanded? That's a great
They got
argument.
Four coaches. I'm going to be. I don't want to be that guy.
But those other guys aren't there.
Let's put it this way.
Let's put it this way. You are that guy.
My kid's friend, who's on another team,
'kay.
You know, we're very close with that family and everything. I took my daughter, Skylar, and her friend, practiced with her dad, a little practice a couple of weeks ago, last week or whatever. And the little kid can't hit during the game, but she was hitting off me because her dad was working with her with the fundamentals. And, you know, she was very happy with everything.
Nice.
She goes to me, the mother goes to me, goes, I wish you were a coach. I go, but I'm not even on your – I wouldn't even be coaching your daughter. She's like, I still wish you were a coach and everything. I'm watching this last week.
Yeah.
On Sunday. I'm watching this, and the other team, the other coach, and I'm happy with this, is giving one of our – giving our first baseman instructions on the proper way to receive the ball at first base, your footwork,
man.
Your step to catch the ball and everything. The proper I'm happy. I'm thrilled. That the other coach is doing. I just wish our coaches were doing it.
Yeah, it's like somebody's giving instruction. And too bad it's them.
And it's not me. Because my wife is like flipping out over this. And like with karate, I always bite my lip even when like things aren't going as happy. Because I'm pretty confident. Even with sensei, especially now, even when sensei's not there, I'm confident in the other students, the other teachers, excuse me, and everything.
Right.
I don't want to be that. I've intervened a couple times when shit was getting completely out of hand
yeah.
over there. But that teacher's long gone.
Good.
And everything. He was a problem, and it was long gone, and my daughter wound up in tears. Not because of my doing,
right.
Just because this guy was so inept. I don't want to be that parent.
Yeah.
Like, I've scolded Elisa during karate when she'd be, like, screaming across the mat, you know, that Skylar's not doing push-ups properly. Relax. They'll catch it.
Yeah.
You can't be screaming across the mat. Or, yeah. But Skylar looks over here, I'll, like, give her, like, you know, I'll give her the look.
Yeah.
But I won't be screaming. I'm just so fed up. Because I just feel this is the foundation. This is where these kids get the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what frustrates me. If there's
listening to me?
No. No, not at all. If they're short on coaches, okay, and they're not getting instructed, and you're willing and capable to do this, who gives a damn if they weren't there to get a badge on pitcher day? You go to the league, you tell them, look, the kid, I can help. They're short. Get me a badge.
The reality is, the reality is, she could be with these people for several years. I don't want to make it hard for her because of this.
Right. Well, then you got next season.
Well, my wife already said she doesn't want her on that team.
Then what do you give a damn? Then try to get your damn badge.
Listen, I'm gonna sign up again. I'll hopefully sign up earlier. But it's just very frustrating because the kids can't execute. That's fine. Like, yeah. Some of the teams have more established players, some of the 9-year-old, 8-year-olds that have been through it. Our team has mostly 7-year-olds. So they're not as good. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're having fun. That's awesome.
Well, that's good that they are.
The kids are having
fun. They're enjoying it.
But let's also give them an understanding
of
what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like,
because
our kids,
it's the fundamentals. That's what you're supposed to teach them.
Other teams, when they're at first base, when their girls are at first base, they take a lead.
Yeah.
Our girls don't know how to take a lead. It's just...
Yeah, that's not right. Because the whole point is that... It shouldn't be about the parents getting butt hurt because somebody else has a little bit more time and can pitch in. You're not one of the chosen four.
But they're there and they're not doing anything.
I know.
I mean, they care about the kids. They're nice to kids. But they don't know. I mean, some of them, it's like you got to give here's what I would do. This is what I would do if I was on the infield.
Uh-huh.
So there's only one on the infield. And the girl and the outfield is on the infield, too. Because let's be honest.
7-year-olds
are not really going yard. You know, if it makes it out to the grass, it's a bomb.
Yeah, you got to take it for what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. But before every batter, I would walk around the infield and I would tell the girls. First inning, I would tell the girls what they're doing to in the situation. Then when they saw that situation enough, after several games, I could ask them, the ball's hit to you. Where are you going? There's a runner on first and second. Where are you going? What are your options and everything?
Right.
Where should you be throwing? Where should you be looking? All right, you're at first base. If the ball's hit to second base, what's your responsibility? So they start to understand. So first I tell them, and then after several games and practices, they should start to know. These girls, they don't know. I mean, a couple of the girls do, but a lot of them, they don't know.
Of course
they have
not.
No idea, and they're not getting there. Like, you know, a couple weeks, a week or two ago, Skylar's at third base. First of all, there's not too many 7-year-olds that are making the throw from third base to first.
Right.
And my daughter is not one of them.
Not many Mets, too. But
David Wright's good, but, you know, it's a hard throw for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hard, you're going all the way across the diamond, so, you know, it's proportion to your age, whatever it is.
Hmm.
But, you know, I'm walking along the side. I go, Skylar, you get the ball. You're throwing to first base.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, but I can't be screaming it all the time when she's in left field, which is really right behind shortstop.
Right. Usually you got maybe one or two times you say that, you know. And then you got, you know, then you're going to, you're that parent if you go for the third and more.
Yeah.
I'm really trying not to be that parent, Joe.
I know. And it's tough when you're looking at something. And you're like, like I said, last night at rehearsal, I wasn't playing, but I was watching, and I apologized a couple of times because I was a backseat driver, but if I see something that's going to hinder the band during the live show Saturday, I'm not just going to sit there last night and not say anything.
Right.
I'm still in the band. It's still part of my band, you know, and I want everything to sound right even though I'm not going to be there.
If you're going to spend time and effort and maybe money, depending what it is, you want it to be done as good as it can possibly be done. Like I said, I don't interfere. First of all, I don't have the knowledge base in karate. It's not like I could teach a roundhouse.
Right.
But where softball, I know the fundamental. But with Russ, I know she's getting good instruction.
Well, because karate is different in the sense it's more of a philosophy of, you know, a philosophy through centuries that the kids are learning on honor and doing the best you can and stuff like that. Baseball.
Except those nasty pricks who tried to beat up Daniel Russo.
Yeah. But baseball, you know, baseball is
karate kid.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Baseball is much like a it's like a more of a American tradition where, you know, you want, it's fun and you want to learn the basics, and it's good to learn the basics. You want the number one, you want the kids to have fun. The first thing is to have fun, mm-hmm. because if they get discouraged now, they might be missing, they might say the hell with it.
Yeah,
and miss out. So the fun thing, you know, the kids
they're having
is the fun,
so I'm happy the about fun. It. So although my kid looks miserable, it's the most miserable look of fun I've ever seen.
Well, do you talk to her on the way home?
And say, no, Joe, I ignore her and shun her.
No, I'm just saying.
Of course I do.
All right. Okay.
I talk to my kid.
Okay. I'm not saying you're a bad parent.
You're not saying I'm a good parent.
I am saying you're a good parent.
Well, thank
for the
you.
Simple fact that you're out there. When I played baseball, my mother would drop me off, and she'd drive by going to wall bombs, going, get a touchdown, Joseph. And that was the end of it. You didn't watch.
Did you get a touchdown?
Yes.
You're a good player.
But she didn't watch. You know, she didn't take it. Well, she was busy because she had to run all the errands and stuff. She worked all week, but... You know, it's good when you sit there and you. That's being a father. That's being a very good father.
That's right.
You know,
but the other point about that, Joe, is that your mom was of the generation, and actually, I was of the last generation of women who didn't play sports because there were no teams for women to play on.
Right.
So I
the way God intended it.
I didn't have dicks. I didn't have the first clue of the
shouldn't you be taking care of the linebacker woman?
Should I be going out there and giving him some chicken soup?
I'll never forget when I was the night before Little League. I bought a book. I got a book from the library on baseball. I never forget. I'm just.
Did the librarian recognize you? I haven't seen you here before.
Haven't you been banned?
Banned.
But banned!
I sat and read the book and stuff like that. And believe me, I absolutely suck at baseball. I love watching it. And I follow the Mets and stuff like that. Playing, I'm horrendous. Because my biggest problem is I'm afraid to catch the ball.
Well, that's one of the tenets of baseball. What are you afraid of catching the ball?
I'm afraid.
Yeah. I've heard of being afraid to hit by the ball, but not catching the ball.
Yeah, no, I'm
kidding.
Really, that would be much better for you.
All right, so come up one weekend. I'll work with you and Skylar.
She's
a little afraid, too.
You don't think I'm not going to take you up on
it. I can teach you how to catch.
That's one of the things that's always frustrated me. And I had a pitch back, and what a pitch back is, it's a net, and you throw the ball at the pitch back, and it comes back. And I don't have a problem with that, but it's just the thought of having a ball whaled at me. You know, trying to
now you know how your girlfriend felt.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, try to.
Well, you want me to put that where to my face?
Listen, when that hits you at full velocity, you know.
Listen, it's a very unnatural thing to say. No, no, put yourself in front of the speeding object hurtling towards you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taught to move.
yeah.
You know, if it's a rock, unless you're an Israeli army and a Palestinian's throwing it, step aside. But no, it's hard. You have to get over that mental hurdle, and the only way to do it is repetition.
That's the mental hurdle I never got.
Because did you ever get hurt?
I think maybe once. But you see, that thing is, I didn't have a dad to play catch with and stuff like that. And I didn't have a dad. And believe me, my father, believe me, I'd love to catch the ball by the time he got done. What? Catch the damn thing. Because it would have been, as I do remember enough of my father, I would rather risk getting hit by the ball than hearing him, God damn it.
Oh, his wrath.
Damn ball.
Yeah.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah. Dad, Wince, can we have a catch? Yeah. Wince, right. You know.
No, that is a problem, though, if you don't learn those things early. I mean, because, you know, the little boys were all coming up through Little League and Pee Wee League and all that stuff. So they knew these things. So when my husband was, you know, so into the Yankees and we would go to games, he was really kind of astonished that I had no idea what is the right play or what's going on or something.
You should coach my girl's team.
I did. And I was just, wait, nobody taught me these things. Yeah. You don't learn them as girls in my generation.
Yeah.
And so,
well,
you know,
my kid won't watch with me. She won't watch baseball.
So I'm not interested?
Listen, watching baseball on TV can be very, very boring. I get that.
I mean, I get a lot more into it when we're in the stadium than sitting there, you know. It's slow.
But even me last night, with the antics I was telling you about, clearly I wasn't just focusing on the game.
No, there's a lot going on at the game. So, you know, there's lots of people watching to go on. There's hot dogs.
The Yankees held my attention so much, I focused on back knee.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of sad.
But you want to know something? The ball game, it's like a ball game is good for background.
Yes.
Like, if I'm working around the house, I'll put the ball game on.
Yeah.
It's great for a nap.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
on the way to a gig. Nothing more. I love putting a ball game on. On the way to a gig.
Yeah.
And then or listening to it on the way from a show last night. You know, or away from a show. You know.
I like the mental exercise of picturing what it is that the announcers are telling you that happened.
Well, with John Sterling, it's quite the exercise. Yeah. Because he doesn't even know what he's looking at.
He does not know how to explain things well because
he can't see.
That's why he doesn't see.
He doesn't see. He's terrible.
No, that's
man.
No,
the grandy man can. The grandy man. Kill yourself. Jump off.
Every time there's a new player, I'm like, oh, God, what god awful thing is he going to come up
with?
It's
a text message, is it? Does the message say kill yourself?
Oh, yeah. No, but it is. You've got to keep it moving. Now, when you do the announcing for the. Well, you're not doing play by play, so it's not the same thing.
No, I'm doing PA. It's different. And the Bears are defunct now, anyway.
I was just going to ask you that.
My magic touch.
The Bears are definitely went out of business.
Shocking, you know, because I was getting huge wages to
fill
in. I wonder what they're going to do with the stadium.
The town, no. The Newark owns it. I don't know.
I didn't even know
crack
that.
Asshole.
Crack. A really big wide open. Yeah.
Anything else going on with you, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Boy, let me tell you something. During the year, there are two sets that you have that you just eat it.
Oh! Do I need to get the Hell Gig?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So wait, so this was not of your own making. This was the circumstances?
This was the circumstances.
All right, we'll get to haven't played this in a while.
Yeah, really.
I was working down in Jersey on a Friday. I was opening up for Mitch Patel, who is a sweetheart and a really, really funny guy. And a lot of people were there for him, and they were not there for me.
Oh, boy.
I went up
He's completely different style than you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's much more laid back, easygoing, where you're a grabby by the throat.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I was getting nothing. Now, I went off for one guy. One guy was busting my chops, and I just...
Why was he busting your chops? Heckling you?
No, he was just, like, tripping stuff out, so I told him, you know...
What?
He was just chirping stuff out.
Oh, chirping stuff.
Yeah, I said tripping
stuff out.
That's
what I thought he said, too.
Oh, no. Na, 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 na,
you know, and then I you know, I told him that nice shirt, did they make that for men? And then I started...
a Joe Curry chestnut.
Again, yes. Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
I like
moving
that
up, I'm getting nothing. And the worst part...
So they hate you, and you're going to make them all hate you more by lashing out at them.
And you're bullying one of the audience members.
Just the one guy. Don't lash out at them.
How did they take your turning on that man?
They liked it. They laughed like hell.
Okay.
So that threw you.
Yeah, right. But I'm not that much of a crowd work guy, so basically I turn along. And then I go to do my lifeguard bit.
I plow through.
I go to do my lifeguard bit, which destroys. It always does well. And what I do
destroys.
Is...
Destroys, okay.
Well,
it
always
does well,
Joe.
Settle down.
All right.
You know Mitch Vitale.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But it usually gets
a good
response.
It's a good bit when you remember the whistle.
Yes. Well, I remember the whistle. And I blow the whistle, and there's nothing but silence.
So the whistle went off.
Yeah.
But they all stared at you.
Yes.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, I wish I was there. You would have enjoyed it.
Oh,
you wouldn't have been silent. I would have been laughing my ass off.
I
back.
Could have not felt like a bigger asshole.
No.
It's a brief thing. It's not like you built up this whole story for the payoff. It's a brief thing.
Oh, let me tell you, though. I did tell him, I go, really? Really? You know, that's a good... I'll keep blowing this with you. You're going to think a fucking traffic cop standing here. You start laughing, you motherfucker.
Attaboy, Joe. Go into attack mode.
Yeah.
And did that make them laugh?
Yes.
Oh, good. But, okay.
Well, they were fearful as well.
Yes,
they should be.
Yeah.
But yeah,
some of them bite.
Set. And then Saturday night, the band played.
Cool.
Mr. Potato Head, which was Anthony Cumia, Joe Cumia, my buddy Bill Brady on drums, who I used to roadie for back. That's how long I've known Bill. I used to be his roadie. And my buddy Mikey on bass. And it was packed solid.
Mm.
But the stage was so small. So small, and Joe is bringing all, because Joe has the 2U cover band, so he's got all the cases and stuff. I go, am I going to fit in here? He's like, yeah, man, you'll fit. And I got shoehorned in there, but let me tell you something. I have my, because I have my cheat books, because we had one rehearsal, and a lot of bands, they'll have set lists. Like, when Race Odyssey goes out, we have our set list.
Sure.
This band has no set list.
No.
You have to learn the whole book, familiarize the whole book. You have to learn everything.
That's crazy.
Because Joe will call something out, and you better freaking know it. You know, so I felt bad for my bass player Mike, because his back was into the music stand the whole night, and I felt so bad. But it was so crazy. And usually we take a break, because a lot of people I haven't seen in a while came down.
Nice.
And, yeah, but the problem was is that Joe wanted to do one full set. One full set.
Oh.
And the only break I got is when the other guys from Rotgut showed up, because Rotgut, we played a small song, and I knew they were doing all the Chili Peppers stuff, so I figured, all right, I'll get a break. I chatted with a couple of people a little bit and stuff like that, and then I went back on stage because we did a couple of things I played on and played to the end of the night. It was to the point, Chris Wider, my guitar player, last night at rehearsal, I go, yeah, thanks for coming down. He goes, I was there. And he named the songs, and I'm like, wow. He goes, yeah, I was there. I go,
I didn't even know.
Yeah, so it kind of said it was a great.
You were trying to be a dick.
No, it was. But the problem was, it was a great gig, but because we didn't take a break, by the time we got done, a lot of people left, because it was like about 1:30 in the morning.
So you didn't even get to say hi to the people that came out.
It's better that way.
Yeah,
it's better that way. You know, that way we're more of a star. More of a star. You can't be saying hello. Yeah. Hey, listen, you're the keyboardist. Hopefully they'll file out before you got to pack the shit up.
Well, I tell you one thing. It used to bother me because Joe would always shove me in the corner or put me in a weird spot.
Nobody puts curry in the corner.
But it used
nice.
Until I started doing stand-up, it used to bother me. I'm like, I'm on the bag. I got to sort the stage.
Come on, guys. I want to play too.
Right. So I was like, yeah, nobody's going to see me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Since I've done stand-up, it is the greatest thing in the world because I'm sitting back. I could drink. And I could sit there and I go, I don't have to sit here alone.
You don't have to take the whole brunt.
And look for somebody's approval every 23 seconds. And after the set I had Friday night, I really needed some alone time.
On stage.
So Fatel goes up there and kills, huh?
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Because you know what? If you eat it, yeah, I mean, you don't really want to say you want to see somebody bomb. But if they bomb, go, all right, it's them. But
yeah,
it's
right, all right. You want to see everybody hate the comedians.
Yeah, but it's
not just you.
It's my theory that every year there are two gigs out there. You do everything the way you do it. Everything is right. You're working on all cylinders. They just ain't buying.
Well, I'm glad you got that out of your way.
Two of them is one down. One down.
All right. Let's take our first break. We'll come back in a few minutes. We'll figure out if we're going to give away a Surf Easy tonight or postpone in a couple weeks. So we'll see what we'll do. We'll discuss that on the break. Either way, we got Spite stories coming up.
Yes.
Spite stories. You can tell we're particularly vengeful tonight.
We're in the right mood for this.
So stick around. We'll be back very shortly.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. The IndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.